Welcome all the friends and brothers and sisters to attend tonight's service.
愿主耶稣的平安恩典与你同在。
May Lord Jesus' peace and grace be upon you.
今天晚上跟大家一起来学习重生。
Tonight we'd like to study the topic reborn.
我们常常会想到一个问题，就是在世界里面住在哪里最好。
We often think about the question, what would be the best place to live in this whole world?
我曾经到加拿大，加拿大的人说住在这里最好。
I once visited Canada, and the Canadians told me this is the best place in the world.
因为冬天呢，零下几十度。
Because in the winter time, the temperature dropped below zero.
蚊虫都死光了，很干净。
All the insects die off, and it's very clean.
那澳洲的人说住在这里最好。
The Australians also say it's the best place in the world.
因为土地跟美国一样大，人口只有十分之一。
Because the land area is just as large as the United States, but the population is only 1/10.
学生上大学还有零用金可以领。
And when the kids go to college, they also get grants.
那纽西兰的人也说纽西兰最好。
New Zealanders also claim their country is the best.
因为他环保做得最好。
Because they are best at recycling and protecting the environment.
他宁可养羊，他也不需要工业。
They rather rear sheep rather than having industries.
所以他们觉得那个是最好。
So they feel their country is the best.
有一次我到非洲的象牙海岸。
Once I visited the Ivory Coast in Africa.
遇到一个弟兄已经在那里住二十年。
I met a brother who's been living there for over 20 years.
他还是不想走。
He still doesn't want to leave.
他说象牙海岸最好。
He said Ivory Coast is the best.
我就有一点好奇，怎么非洲会是最好的？
I kind of was rather curious, why is the Ivory Coast in Africa the best?
那聚完会他就带我去他的农场。
So after the service, he brought me to his ranch.
他有一个差不多一个 acre 的农场。
He had a 1-acre ranch.
里面各种不同的果树。
There are many different kinds of fruit trees.
然后$50就可以请一个佣人。
And for $50 US, you can hire a servant.
他有两三个佣人。
He had two or three servants.
生活非常享受。
He really enjoyed his life there.
所以他说这里最好。
So he says it's the best in the world.
但是回到美国，我们很多的信徒。
And when we come back to the United States, many members.
他说美国最好。
They say U.S. is the best.
因为同样$100在美国买最多的东西。
Because the same $100 you can purchase has the largest purchasing power here.
而且机会最多。
And plus there's many opportunities.
所以到底活在哪里最好？
So where exactly is the best place to live?
到最后关键呢，是在乎心态。
Finally, it comes down to our mentality.
因为每一个地方都有活得很快乐的。
Because every place you'll find people who are very happy with it.
但是每个地方也有活得很痛苦的人。
But at every place in the world, you also find people who are living in misery.
可见外在的环境不是绝对的。
So we can tell that the outer environment is not absolute.
会影响我们活得好不好，内在的心境是绝对的。
What is going to influence our outlook on our environment depends on our inner side.
我们看罗马书十四章。
Turn to Romans 14.
罗马书十四章。
Romans 14.
十七节。
Verse 17.
十四章十七节。
Romans 14, verse 17.
因为神的国不在乎吃喝。只在乎公义、和平，并圣灵中的喜乐。
For the kingdom of God is not a matter of eating and drinking, but of righteousness, peace, and joy in the Holy Spirit.
这里说神的国不在乎吃喝。
The kingdom of God is not a matter of eating and drinking.
是不是在乎物质生活的高低？
That means God doesn't care about the physical enjoyments.
但是神的国有三个特色。
But there are three characteristics of God's kingdom.
第一个是公义。
Number one is righteousness.
什么是公义？
What is righteousness?
就是每一件在神看来都是对的。
It means whatever God views to be correct in his eyes.
也就是没有罪。
Meaning there is no sin.
第二个。
Secondly.
和平。
Peace.
这个和平啊，跟平安是同一个字。
Peace and rest actually mean the same thing.
就是人跟人很和睦。
It means that people are in harmony with each other.
因为人跟人很和睦，所以内心就会很平静安稳。
Because everyone is in harmony with one another, so you feel a sense of peace.
这个就是我们今天大家所向往的。
This is what we strive after today.
在动荡不安的外在环境当中，我们内心拥有一个力量，能够平静安稳。
in this shifting environment, what we long after is a place that is filled with stability.
那第三个,
and third element
就是圣灵中的喜乐,
is the joy in the Holy Spirit,
第三个就是满足,
meaning satisfaction.
也就是神的灵充满一种满足的感觉。
When the Spirit of God fills within us, we will feel a sense of satisfaction.
如果有一个地方没有罪,
if there is a place without any sin,
非常平安,
it is very peaceful,
又非常的满足,
and also very satisfying,
这个地方就是天国,
then this place is heaven.
但这个地方叫做神的国,
this place is also called God's kingdom.
有人问主耶稣,
one person asked Jesus,
说神的国在哪里?
Where is the kingdom of God?
主耶稣说, 神的国就在你的心里面。
Lord Jesus answered, the kingdom of God is within your heart.
这个就是信仰的可贵。
This is the preciousness of our faith.
信仰不只是要追求将来去的天国。
Having a faith doesn't mean just pursuing the kingdom in the future.
为着去到天国,好像佛教一样苦修。
Some religion like Buddhism, they try to discipline themselves in order to get to the heaven.
把头发剃光,
they would shave their head.
然后一生吃这个不吃肉。
And their entire life, they refrain from eating meat.
不结婚,
they do not get married.
然后拿一个念珠一直念,
and they would keep counting the beads.
用这个苦修的方法,
they use this way of discipline.
这个不是基督教的方法,
but this is not the Christian way.
基督教是让我们在 活在世界上就能够感受到将来要去那个天国有多好。
The Christian way is in such a way that while we're still alive in heaven, on earth, we can experience heaven.
就是要让神的国在我们内心实现。
That means we allow the kingdom of God being fulfilled within our heart.
主耶稣出来传道的第一句话,
Lord Jesus came out to preach, and his very first statement is the very most important.
天国近了。
The kingdom of God is at hand.
什么是天国?
What is the kingdom of God?
就是神作王的国度。
It is a kingdom where God is the king.
为什么他说天国近呢?
What does he say? Heavenly kingdom is at hand.
天国是在天上的。
The heavenly kingdom is in heaven.
神住在那个众人所不能够靠近那个国度。
And God lives in a kingdom where no one can approach.
但是耶稣说天国近了。
But Lord Jesus says, the kingdom of heaven is at hand.
他要把天国从天上带到人间来。
He is going to bring the heavenly kingdom from heaven into earth.
所以接受信仰就让我们免除人间的地狱。
When we accept faith from Christ, we can avert from going to hell on earth.
天国要在地上实现。
Because the heavenly kingdom will be fulfilled on earth.
那个是公义、平安、喜乐的。
Righteousness, peace, and joy.
这个是我们可以体验得到、可以追求得到的。
These are things that we can experience and we can pursue.
那诸位就会想, 那我要怎么来得到呢?
Then we might ask ourselves, how do we obtain these things?
主耶稣说,
Lord Jesus said,
天国近了,
kingdom of heaven is near.
下面一句话,
next statement,
你们要悔改,
you have to repent.
前面一句我们大家很喜欢听,
we love to hear the very first statement,
公义平安喜乐,
the righteousness, peace, and joy.
但是第二句我们就不太喜欢听,
but we don't, the second statement kind of grate on our ears.
因为第二句说要悔改,
because the second statement is we have to repent.
悔改常常是父母亲对小孩子讲的话。
Repentance is often what the parents would scold their kids about.
悔改代表你有错。
Repentance signifies that we have done something wrong.
悔改代表你有罪。
Repentance means that we have sinned.
悔改代表你要后悔。
Repentance means that we feel regret.
悔改代表你要改变。
Repentance means we have to transform ourselves.
悔改代表你是一个非常卑微的人。
Repentance means that we are a very lowly person.
因为你需要悔改, 所以你很卑微。
Because we need to repent, that's why we feel so lowly.
所以一个人如果要把他的生活往上提到神的国的层面,
if a person wishes to elevate his living into God's plateau,
他在内心的最深处需要把自己往下压到我是一个罪人, 我必须要悔改。
In the depths of his heart, he needs to lower himself to a very bottom where he admits he is a sinner.
这个感觉是不好受的。
This is not a good feeling.
但是我们人经历过悔改的过程, 那个神的国在内心实现那一种体验是非常好的。
But when we experience it, we go through the repentance process and we allow God's kingdom to be fulfilled within our heart, that is a joyful feeling.
既然 天国是神同在作王的地方。
Since heavenly kingdom is a kingdom where God resides as a king.
既然人跟神切断关系，一个最严重的因素是罪。
Since the most important critical factor that cuts us off from God is because of sin.
所以我们要拥有天国最重要的因素就是怎么来对付我们的罪。
So the most critical factor to go into heaven is how do we deal with our sins?
已经犯过的罪怎么办？
What do we do about sins we have committed in the past?
那将来怎么样让我们不会再犯罪？
And in the future, how do we prevent ourselves from doing the same thing?
这个是两个问题。
These are two questions we must face.
要怎么来解决？
How do we resolve them?
如果这个两个问题可以解决，
If we are able to resolve these two issues,
我们的生活就像在天国里面。
Then our life will become like in heaven.
所以信仰绝对是一种享受。
So faith truly is an enjoyment.
如果神的国真的实现在我们的心里。
If God's kingdom truly is fulfilled within our heart.
如果神的国实现在我们全家人的心里面。
If God's kingdom is fulfilled within our entire family.
这个家庭生活就是天国。
Then this family life will become like in heaven.
这个就是幸福。
This is being fortunate.
这个就是我们人生追求的理想。
And this is the ideal we pursue after.
这是不是不可能的？
This is not an impossibility.
因为耶稣已经说天国近了。
Because Lord Jesus already said kingdom of God is near.
这是可能的。
This is a possibility.
但是关键在哪里？
But what's the key point?
你愿意不愿意悔改？
Whether or not we're willing to repent.
这个是等待你的回应。
God is waiting for your answer.
那我们先来看主耶稣怎么说。
Let's look at what Jesus said.
好，请看约翰福音第三章。
John chapter 3.
约翰福音第三章
John chapter 3
第五节
Verse 5
约翰福音第三章的第五节
John 3 verse 5
耶稣说我实实在在告诉你人若不从水跟圣灵生就不能够进神的国
Jesus answered I tell you the truth No one can enter the kingdom of God unless he is born of water and the spirit
这个进神的国指着来世的天国
To enter the kingdom of God means to enter into the future heaven.
这个进神的国也指着今生我们活在神的国度里面。
To enter the kingdom of God also signifies that we live in God's kingdom while we're still alive on earth.
主耶稣讲得很肯定。
Lord Jesus made a very affirmative statement.
所以他说我实实在在告诉你。
I tell you the truth.
要进天国要怎么样呢？
What do we need to do to go to God's kingdom?
人如果不是从水跟圣灵生，就不能进神的国。
Unless a person is born of water and the Spirit, he can't enter the kingdom of God.
这句话如果用正面来讲，
If we were to change this into a positive statement,
就是你如果要享受天国，
That means if you want to enjoy the kingdom of God,
如果你想要进到天国，
If you wish to enter into heavenly kingdom,
有两个步骤你一定要做。
There are two steps that you must fulfill.
第一句。
First,
你要从水生。
You must be born of water.
第二句。
Second,
你要从圣灵生。
You must be born of the Holy Spirit.
但是我们知道主耶稣周围的人呢、啊，对这个灵界的事情，他是完全都是新的。
But we know the people surrounding Jesus really have no clue what the spiritual things he's talking about.
虽然他们很有追求的心，但是对灵界的事情可以说是一窍不通。
Even though they have the heart to pursue for the truth, but they really don't know anything about the spiritual things.
所以主耶稣这样讲啊，那个尼哥底母说：“那我已经老了，如何进到母亲的肚子里面再生出来呢？”
So Nicodemus asked, "I'm already old. How am I going to go back to my mother's womb and be reborn?"
他就是用日常的生活经验来了解耶稣讲的话。
He tried to rationalize this Lord Jesus' statement by using common sense.
其实主耶稣讲的话是一种灵的层面的意思。
But Lord Jesus' statement is being applied from a spiritual perspective.
好，那现在我们就来看，那什么叫做从水生？
Now let's study what it means to be born of water.
那什么叫做从圣灵生？
What does it mean to be born of the Holy Spirit?
简单的一个结论。
There's a simple conclusion.
从水生就是要把我们已经犯的罪完全把它洁净。
Being born of the water means that For the sins that we have committed in the past, we must be completely purified.
从圣灵生就是表示从今以后我们不要再犯罪。
To be born of the Spirit means in the future we shall never commit any sins.
那这样天国就是你的。
In this way, kingdom of God will become ours.
我们先来看提多书第三章第五节。
Turn to Titus chapter 3 verse 5.
提多书三章第五节。
Titus 3:5。
他便救了我们，并不是因为我们所行的义，乃是照着他的怜悯，借着重生的喜跟圣灵的更新。
He saved us not because of our righteousness, but through the rebirth and the washing of the Holy Spirit.
这个地方说神救我们。
Here it says God saved us.
不是我们所行的义。
Not because of our righteousness.
也就是说，不是我们行为很好，所以神说啊，你够我的标准，所以我拣选你。
It doesn't mean that because we are so righteous, God says you are qualified for me to choose you.
在神绝对的标准之下，没有一个人能够达到那个神的标准。
Under the high standards of God, no one could possibly attain His satisfaction.
那怎么办呢？
So what do we do?
所以人需要有神的怜悯。
Therefore, we require the mercy from God.
我们达不到，但是神怜悯我们。
We cannot attain God's standard, but God has mercy on us.
这样我们才有可能得救。
Only in this way can we be saved.
那神怎么救我们呢？
And how does God save us?
第一个就是重生的洗。
First, He saved us through the washing of rebirth.
第二个是圣灵的更新。
Second, by renewal by the Holy Spirit.
所以主耶稣讲从水生，在这一节圣经就解释这个叫做重生的洗。
When Lord Jesus says being born of the water, it means the washing of rebirth.
那什么叫做重生的洗？
What does it mean, washing of rebirth?
就是说你洗完你就有新的生命。
It means once you are done washing, you have a new life.
你还没有洗，你没有这个生命。
Before you were washed, you do not have this life.
你洗完你就有这个生命。
Once you're washed, you have attained a new life.
那这个生命是什么生命？
What is this life referring to?
就是神的生命。
It is the life of God.
就是属灵的生命。
Spiritual life.
也就是永生。
Which is eternal life.
所以这个我们要进到神的国，洗礼是一个关键。
To enter into God's kingdom, the key point is being baptized.
我们现在看使徒行传第二章。
Let's turn to Acts chapter 2.
好，使徒行传第二章。
Acts chapter 2.
第二章的三十七节。
Acts chapter 2, verse 37.
众人听见这个话，觉得扎心，就对彼得跟其余的使徒说：“弟兄们，我们应当怎样行？”
When the people heard this, they were cut to their heart and said to Peter and the other apostles, "Brothers, what should we do?"
彼得讲道非常有权柄。
Peter spoke with authority.
所以他的讲道很短。
So his sermon was so short.
他讲道让他们感觉到自己有罪。
And yet his sermon cut to their heart and let them feel that they are very sinful.
因为他说你们所钉十字架的耶稣现在已经复活了。
Because he told them the Jesus that you have crucified is now resurrected.
是你们钉十字架的。
He was crucified by your own hands.
为什么复活？
Why is he resurrected?
他没有罪吧?
Because he's without sin.
所以死就没有办法捆绑他。
Therefore, death has no bondage over him.
因为死是从罪来的。
Because death came about due to sin.
那你们把他钉十字架。
But now you have crucified him.
你把一个没有罪的人当罪人这样钉十字架。
You regarded a sinless person as a sinful person and crucified
him. 你把那个要来救你们的人把他钉十字架。
You crucified a person who was here to save you.
这个就是你们的罪。
This is your sin.
神已经立他做基督了。
For God has set him to be Christ, the Savior.
你们把他跟十字强盗钉在一起那一位是神所立的基督。
The person you have crucified together with the robbers is the promised Savior.
大家听了就扎心了。
So they were all cut to their hearts.
我们真的有罪。
And they felt that they were so sinful.
我们的手上有血。
For there's blood in their hands.
我们流了义人的血。
They have shed the blood of the innocent.
请告诉我们我们要怎么办。
So they asked, what should we do?
彼得就说
Peter said,
38节
Verse 38,
你们个人要悔改
Repent, every one of
you, 奉耶稣基督的名受洗
And be baptized in the name of Jesus Christ,
叫你的罪得赦
For the forgiveness of your sins.
为什么要洗礼
Why do we need to be baptized?
叫你的罪得赦
In order to forgive our sins.
彼得信耶稣的过程当中
When Peter went through the
保罗信耶稣过程
When Paul went through the process of believing in Christ,
他被光一照他就扑倒了
He was shone by God's glorious light and he fell on the ground.
有时候我们看保罗这个人学问这么高。
Sometimes we look at Paul and he is such a well-educated person.
又有地位。
He has high status.
你怎么去叫他信耶稣?
How can you possibly convince him to believe in Christ?
你要派一个人更有智慧的人把他变倒，他来信耶稣。
Even if you were to send someone who's smarter, more educated than him to defeat him and debate.
但是啊，最困难的神有最简单的答案。
But for the person that is most complicated, God has the simplest answer.
神的光一照，他就扑倒了。
When God's light shone on him, he fell.
他的眼睛就瞎了。
His eyes became blind.
你能做什么? 当你瞎眼，你能做什么?
When you're blind, what could you possibly do?
你就谦卑下来了。
You humble yourself.
主啊，你是谁?
And he asked, Lord, who are you?
我就是你所逼迫的耶稣。
I am the Jesus whom you're persecuting.
他就信耶稣了。
And then he immediately believed in Christ.
但是他这个犹太教的思想啊，已经深根蒂固了。
But his Jewish thinking is so deep.
所以他不想要洗礼。
So he doesn't want to be baptized.
神就感动亚拿尼亚。
And God moved Ananias.
说你去叫保罗，去看保罗。
And go visit Paul.
亚拿尼亚就鼓励他。
And Ananias encouraged him.
说起来。
And said,
求告他的名。
Rise and call on his name.
受洗，洗去你的罪。
Be baptized and to wash away your sins.
受洗要洗掉你的罪。
Baptism will wash away our sins.
这一句话是完全没有翻译的错误。
This statement has no error in interpretation.
所以今天我们信耶稣，为什么要洗礼？
So today, when we believe in Jesus, why do we need to be baptized?
就是要把我们的罪洗干净。
The reason is to completely eradicate our past sins.
但是有时候我们会很难了解。
But sometimes it really, we have this question.
你洗礼是在海边。
When we are baptized, we do so in the ocean.
这个罪你怎么能够洗掉呢?
How can you possibly get rid of sin?
如果这样水一进罪就洗掉，你天天洗澡再加上肥皂，那早就洗干净了。
If you could wash away your sin just like this, and every day as we shower using soap, won't our sins already be washed away?
所以可见这个洗礼在水里面一进，你的罪就干净。这个有一个奥秘在里面。
From this, we know that there must be a mystery in which a person is immersed in the seawater and his sins are forgiven.
请看约翰一书第五章。
1 John chapter 5.
约翰一书第五章。
1 John chapter 5.
第六节。
Verse 6.
第五章第六节。
Chapter 5, verse 6.
这个借着水和血来的就是耶稣基督，不单是用水，乃是用水又用血。第七节。
7.
并且有圣灵做见证，因为圣灵就是真理。 这个地方说借着水和血而来的就是耶稣基督。
This place says, this is the one who came by water and blood, Jesus Christ.
耶稣是一个人。
Jesus Christ was a person.
那为什么圣经说要借着水和血而来?
And why does the Bible say he came by water and blood?
你知道主耶稣被钉十字架。
You know, when Jesus was crucified,
最后罗马的兵丁从他这旁砸下去。
In the end, the Roman soldier used a spear to pierce him from the side.
他就流出水跟血来。
And out of sight came the flow of water and blood.
这是神迹。
This is a miracle.
有哪一个人被砍了一刀，哎呦流水出来？ 没有这样的。
Which one of us, if we are hacked by a knife, and suddenly there you see blood and water spurting out at the same time?
你如果被砍到，你只有看到血流出来。
If you're cut, if your artery is cut, you will only see blood coming out.
但是主耶稣被砸了一刀，水跟血流出来。
But when Jesus was pierced in the side, there is an outflow of water and blood.
最后一口气，他说成了。And
on his very last breath, he said, "It is done."
救恩完成了。The
salvation is done.
怎么完成?
How is it done?
就借着他刚刚流出来的水跟血。It
is through the outflow of the blood and water.
因为照着神的定命。
Because according to God's commandments,
罪要流血才可以得到洁净。
Sin can only be washed clean through blood.
这个血代表生命。
For blood symbolizes life.
一个人犯罪要用生命的代价, 这个罪才可以得到赦免。
When a person sins, he has to redeem himself through sacrifice and blood.
那旧约时代献祭都要杀牛羊。
In the Old Testament, sacrifices involve the slaughtering of cattle and lambs.
但那个只是一个预表。
But that was only a symbolism.
真正那一头羔羊能够代替人的罪死，就是耶稣。
The only lamb that can really die in place of human beings is Jesus Christ.
因为他没有罪。
For he was without sin.
所以他有资格为人类死。
For that reason, he is qualified to die for mankind.
他也已经为人类死。
He has already died for mankind.
所以他流出水跟血来。
And out of him flow water and blood.
今天我们洗礼。
today when we get baptized,
我们奉耶稣的名洗礼,
we baptize in the name of Jesus Christ.
神的灵运行在这个水面上,
and God's Spirit move among the water.
所以你看, 这个是水不错,
and even though you see physically it's water,
但是耶稣的宝血就显现在这个水里面,
but the precious blood of Christ will be manifested in this blood, in this water.
是在灵里面显现,
it appears in a spiritual form.
这个很难用理性来解释。
This is something that is very hard to rationalize.
什么叫做宝血在灵里面显现?
What does it mean, precious blood being shown through the Spirit?
如果现在神开你的眼睛,
if right now God opens your eyes,
你可以看到天国,
you can see heaven,
你可以看到魔鬼,
you can see devil,
你可以看到天使,
you can see angels.
但是神没有开你眼睛, 你就看不到。
But if God doesn't open your eyes, you cannot see any of those.
所谓在灵里面显现,
being shown in the Spirit,
就是如果神开你的眼睛,
means when God opens our eyes,
你在洗礼的时候你就可以看到耶稣的宝血,
during baptism we will be able to see the precious blood of Christ.
这是灵界的一种现象的发生,
this is a spiritual realm's manifestation.
这不是物质界的,
this is not of the material world.
所以你没有办法用物质这个世界上的理性去推敲,
so it's hard for us to understand through our earthly mind.
这很奇妙，我们真耶稣教会在全世界洗礼。
And this is very miraculous because when True Jesus Church performs baptism throughout the world,
五大洲都有人看到耶稣的宝血。
All five major continents, everyone witnesses the precious blood.
真的，圣经所记载的现在完完全全这样实现出来。
And indeed, what is recorded in the Bible is completely fulfilled today.
我在纽约时，听到一个弟兄见证。
I heard a brother testify in New Jersey.
他说他有一次到海边去看人洗礼。
He said once he went to the seashore to see people getting baptized.
他祷告完,
after the prayer,
他忽然间看到那个要施洗、帮人施洗那个工人的旁边呢，一圈的红血。
All of a sudden, he saw the worker who was performing the baptism. There was a circle of blood around them.
那当他一看到那个红色的,
when he saw the crimson blood,
他知道那是耶稣的宝血,
he knew that was the blood of Christ.
他说他的心脏跳得非常快,
he said when he saw that, his heart was beating really fast,
眼泪就流下来,
and his tears came down.
2000年前耶稣为我们流的宝血今天在这里显现,
2000 years ago Jesus shed his blood for us, today it's being manifested,
要洗掉我们的罪,
in order to wash away our sins.
所以今天我们做基督徒的代价是什么?
So today, what is the price for becoming a Christian?
有一次我到奈及利亚去,
once I went to Nigeria,
有一个生意人, 他的太太曾经到伦敦教会慕道,
there's a businessman whose wife once visited London Church.
她很有感动,
she was greatly moved.
所以告诉她先生,
and she told her husband,
她住在Lagos,
she lived in Lagos,
就叫我们去讲道理给她听,
and she invited us to preach the truth to her.
我们在那里停了三个小时,
we stay over there for 3 hours.
她问了四五次,
and he asked 4 or 5 times,
如果我到你们教会信耶稣要奉献多少钱?
If I go to True Jesus Church, how much money do I have to donate?
他所关心的,
the only thing that concerns him,
是我做基督徒我要付出什么代价?
Is when he becomes a Christian, what's the price he has to pay?
但是我们所要注重的是,
but what we emphasize upon,
能够让你的罪得到赦免, 主耶稣付出什么代价?
Is what when Lord Jesus washed away our sin, what kind of price did he pay for us?
如果主耶稣传了一套美妙的理论, 他就升天了。
If Jesus merely preached a wonderful sermon and he went up into heaven,
今天基督教没有什么感动人的地方。
Today, Christianity really has nothing to attract people.
基督教最感动的人的地方是耶稣被钉十字架。
The greatest attraction of Christianity is that Jesus was crucified for our sake.
是一个没有罪的代替罪人死。
He is an innocent person who died on our sinful people.
是一个在天上荣华宝座的神谦卑成为人来地上。
He is a glorious God in heaven, but he humbled himself to come to earth.
为着罪人死,
to die for sinners.
这个是救赎的重点。
This is the most important part about salvation.
如果这一点我们抓住了,
if we can seize upon this point,
即使你把生命给主耶稣, 你也没有办法偿还主的爱。
Even if you were to offer up your life for Jesus Christ, you could not possibly repay his love.
更谈不上说几块钱的奉献。
Not to mention about monetary offerings.
所以今天我们能够进到神的国,
today, we are able to enter into God's kingdom.
主耶稣所付出的代价是他的生命。
It is because the price Jesus paid, which is his own life.
请问, 你的爱你的配偶吗?
Let me ask you, do you love your spouse?
你愿意为你的配偶死吗?
Are you willing to die for her?
我想有,
I think some people are willing to do that, but not many.
你爱你的孩子?
Do you love your children?
你愿意为你的孩子死吗?
Are you willing to die for them?
很可能有,
Maybe some people are willing, but not many.
但是如果你的隔壁是你的仇人,
But however, let's say your neighbor is your enemy.
你愿意为你的隔壁死吗?
Are you willing to die for your enemy?
你找不到一个。
You will not find one person.
他是我的仇人, 我怎么为他死呢?
He is my enemy. Why should I die for him?
当我们不认识神的时候,
when we still don't know God,
我们天天犯罪, 得罪神,
we sin each day and we offend God.
我们在神的公义之下, 我们是罪的。
Under the righteousness of God, we are considered sinners.
神的愤怒天天在我们身上。
The wrath of God is being judged against us.
但是神来到世界上,
But when God came to this world,
为我们这样的一个罪人时,
He died for us, such sinful people. This is because of His love.
所以当我们来领受这个救恩,
when we come to receive this salvation,
我们就是来领受神的爱。
We are receiving God's love.
因此如果我们深深地觉得我是罪人,
if we truly sense that we are sinners,
今天我变成义人,
and today I become righteous,
是因为耶稣为我死。
It is because Jesus died for me.
我们信耶稣就永远不会离开耶稣。
Then, once we believe in Jesus, we'll never depart from him.
为什么?
Why?
因为他的爱太大了。
Because he has shown such great love for us.
那个感动力, 那个吸引力太大了。
That motivation and attraction is far greater than anything we know.
所以信耶稣就是领受神的爱。
Therefore, believing in Jesus means to accept the love of God.
就是在洗礼的时候把你的罪洗干净, 用耶稣流出来的宝血。
During baptism, we use the precious blood of Christ to wash away our sins.
使我们做一个重新的新人。
To allow us to be reborn into a new person.
这个是非常重要的一步。
This is a very important step in our life.
主耶稣受洗。
When Jesus was baptized,
他没有罪啊。
He is without sin.
他为什么要洗礼?
Why should he be baptized?
他做一个榜样。
He did so in order to set a role model.
主耶稣受洗从水里面上来,
when Jesus was baptized and he emerged from water,
天开了,
the heaven opened.
什么叫做天开了?
What does it mean, the heaven opened?
就是能够回到天国去。
It means that we can go back to heaven.
今天我们怎么能够回到天国去呢?
Today, how can we return to heaven?
就是洗礼,
through baptism.
洗礼洗干净了,
through the baptism, we wash clean.
就天开了,
the heaven will open.
我记得南加州有一个青年,
I remember there was a youth in Southern California. When his entire family was baptized, they saw a vision. This took place in early 80s, which is in the Long Beach seashore. During the baptism, suddenly they saw this vision. Every time a person is baptized, he saw an angel holding an infant and bring the infant up to heaven.
我们受洗以后的那一个人,
that infant refers to each one of us after we are baptized.
是重生的,
we have been reborn.
有新的属灵生命,
we have a new spiritual life.
因为是刚刚开始的, 所以叫做婴孩。
And since we are just beginning our life, so we are considered infants.
所以主耶稣说, 你如果, 要进神的国, 第一个要从水生。
So Lord Jesus says, if you wish to enter God's kingdom, the very first thing is to be reborn of water.
所以洗礼很重要。
That's why baptism is so critical.
那真耶稣教会的洗礼跟其他教会有什么不同呢?
So what's the difference about the baptism in True Jesus Church and other churches?
因为绝大部分的教会认为洗礼只是加入教会的仪式。
For most of the churches, they consider baptism to be a mere ceremony accepting Christ to be your Savior.
既然是仪式, 所以方便最重要。
Since it's a ceremony, so they try to take the convenient way.
我们现在教会曾经跟好几个教会租过会堂。
Our churches have been in touch with other churches and rent their chapels,
包括现在的东湾教会,
including the East Bay Church.
那会堂后面就有一个很大的池子,
and right in the back of the church, there's a huge pool.
那个就是他们洗礼的地方,
that is where they baptize people.
冬天放暖水, 夏天, 放冷水,
during winter time, they would warm up the water. Summertime, they put cool water.
这个就是为了方便。
This is for the sake of convenience.
如果照着圣经的记载,
but if according to the records of the Holy Bible,
第一个洗礼要奉耶稣的名,
the very first thing we have to do is baptize in the name of Jesus Christ, because his name is with authority. All the authority in heaven and under earth are given unto this name.
奉耶稣的名, 可以医病,
In the name of Jesus Christ, we can heal sicknesses.
奉耶稣的名可以赶鬼。
In the name of Jesus Christ, we can cast out demons.
奉耶稣的名死人可以复活。
In Jesus' name, the death will be resurrected.
奉耶稣的名罪可以得赦免。
In Jesus' name, sins can be forgiven.
所有天下人类历史里面只有一个名这么有权柄。
Of the entire human history, there is only one name that is so with so much authority.
耶稣的名。
The name of Jesus.
第二个要全身入浸。
Secondly, you must be fully immersed in water.
因为我们是有罪的。
Because we are with sin.
这个洗礼这个字在原文就是染布那个浸的意思。
The original word for baptism means to be immersed fully.
那我们有罪，所以我们全身浸到耶稣的宝血里面。
Since we are sinful, therefore we must be fully immersed into Jesus' blood.
这样我们的罪才可以得赦免。
Only through this way can our sin be forgiven.
但我们要悔改。
And of course we need to repent.
悔改，我是罪人，低头。
Repent, we bow our head to show that we are very guilty.
这个也跟主耶稣在十字架上死的形状一样。
And this is in the same fashion in which Jesus died on the cross.
那使徒行传彼得在这里说，你如果这样奉耶稣的名洗礼，罪得赦免，你就会得圣灵。
In Acts chapter 2, Peter says that if you baptize in the name of Jesus Christ and with the Holy Spirit, then your sin will be forgiven.
今天求圣灵变成基督教界的一个普遍的现象。
Nowadays, pursuit of Holy Spirit has become very commonplace amongst Christianity.
但是为什么他们很难得圣灵？
But why is it that it's very hard for them to receive Holy Spirit?
不是他们不想求。
It's not because they don't want Holy Spirit.
但是求不到圣灵。
But they simply couldn't get it.
使徒行传十九章记载保罗到以弗所去。
Acts chapter 19 records that Paul went to the Ephesus.
第一个问题。
The very first question.
你们信的时候受圣灵没有？
When you believe, did you receive Holy Spirit?
今天你问一个基督徒信主五十年，有没有人问过他这个问题？
Today, if you were to ask a long-time believer of Christianity, has anybody asked him this question?
没有一个人问他这个问题。
No one would ask him this.
那保罗为什么问这个问题？
So why did Paul pose this question?
因为这个问题很重要。
Because it's very critical.
那他们回答说没有。
So these Ephesus believers, they said, no, we have never heard of it.
那保罗听他们没有得圣灵，保罗没有问他说，你祷告有没有认真啊，有没有专心啊，不是问这个。
When Paul found out they don't have Holy Spirit, he didn't ask them further that, were you very serious in your prayer?
保罗问说，那你受的是什么洗？
Instead, Paul asked him, then what kind of baptism did you receive?
所以保罗把得圣灵跟洗礼连在一起想。
So Paul linked baptism and receiving Holy Spirit as one.
他们说我们受施洗约翰的洗。
And they replied, we receive John's baptism.
施洗约翰的洗礼是好的。
John's baptism is good.
这是悔改的。
It means repentance.
但是没有圣灵的能力。
But without the power of Holy Spirit.
所以这不完全。
Therefore, it's imperfect.
所以保罗再一次奉耶稣的名给他洗礼。
Therefore, Paul baptized them once again in the name of Jesus Christ.
起来祷告，圣灵就降下来。
And they got up, they prayed, and Holy Spirit descended upon them.
可见以弗所教会信徒洗礼两次。
So from this we see the believers in Ephesus got baptized twice.
第一次没有得圣灵。
First time they didn't receive Holy Spirit.
第二次得圣灵。
Second time they received Holy Spirit.
所以今天基督教界里有两种的洗礼。
So today in Christianity there are two types of baptism.
第一种的洗礼。
First type.
你信耶稣。
You just believe in Jesus.
你悔改。
You repent.
啊，你洗礼。
You are baptized.
但是得不到圣灵。
But you won't receive Holy Spirit.
这是好的，但是不完全的。
It is good, but it's not perfect.
所以要来接受第二次的洗礼。
Therefore, they have to accept the second baptism.
就是有圣灵的能力运行这个洗礼。
Which is a baptism with the effectiveness of Holy Spirit.
让你的罪得赦免。
Allowing our sin to be washed away.
那你怎么知道你的罪得赦免呢？
How do we know that our sins have been removed?
你洗礼完，跪下来祷告，圣灵会降下来。
After the baptism, we kneel down, pray, and Holy Spirit will come into us.
1995年，我们福音传到肯尼亚去。
In 1995, the truth was preached to Kenya.
我们在这个乌干达的边界有一个地方叫布西亚。
And we went to a place, Busia, which is a bordering town of Uganda.
那个时候啊，圣灵在做工啊。
At that time, Holy Spirit was moving mightily.
布道会完了，要洗礼几个？三十几个。
After the Evangelical service, how many people were going to be baptized? Over 30.
我们讲得很严厉。
We were very stern in our teaching.
怕他们跑掉了，讲得很，怕他们守道理守不住，讲得很严厉。
Because we were afraid that they will easily turn away from their faith, so we were very serious.
三十几个。
So over 30 people were baptized.
那怎么办呢？后来就去雇了一部大卡车装木材的。
So what do we do? And we leased a big truck.
我们就一直开，开到一条河。
We kept driving until we came to a river.
下来洗礼。
And we got baptized.
那个地方人说，你不能在这里啊，这里有鳄鱼。
And the people, the locals said, You can't go into the river. There's alligators.
啊, 全部都上车, 鳄鱼不行啊, 在这里不行。
So everybody got back on the truck because of the alligator.
啊, 就开到那个乌干达边界, 一条大河水很强, 我想那鳄鱼大概都冲走了。
So we went to a very large river with strong current. So I figure all the alligators were probably flushed away.
奇怪, 30几个怎么洗礼这么久还没有完啊? 算了99个。
And so we were, during the baptism, it occurred to me, how come it's taking such a long time? Only 30 people after careful counting was over 90. Because there were a lot of people who decided to get baptized the last minute. It really impressed me most is the moment that they were baptized and emerged from water, they immediately received Holy Spirit and spoke in
tongues. 就把他接到岸上来，就跪在那祷告，有10分钟、15分钟。
And they pray immediately, uncontrollably, and they went to the shore and they were praying for 10-15 minutes.
这个证明刚刚的洗礼罪得赦免。
This proves that the baptism they just received, their sins were forgiven.
跟以弗所教会的体验完全一样。
And this is identical to the experience in Ephesus.
所以这个第一步，我们要得到神的国，要接受正确的洗礼。
So the very first step to go to God's kingdom is we must receive the correct baptism.
这个叫做从水生。
This means being born through water.
那从水圣灵生又是什么意思?
And what does it mean to be reborn through Holy Spirit?
我们回来看提多书的第三章。
Turn back to Titus chapter 3.
提多书的第三章。
Titus 3.
第五节。
Verse 5.
第三章第五节。
Chapter 3, verse 5.
他便救了我们。 并不是因我们自己所行的义，乃是照着他的怜悯，借着重生的喜跟圣灵的更新。He
saved us not because of righteous things we had done, but because of his mercy. He saved us through the washing of rebirth and renewal by the Holy Spirit.
什么叫做圣灵的更新?
What does it mean, renewal by the Holy Spirit?
Renewal, 你看那英文叫 renewal, 更把你旧的把你换新的。
Renewal means you change, you do away with the old and give you a new one.
那更新什么?
What are we renewing?
你旧的人性要更新变成新的人性。
Our old human character needs to be reborn, renewed with a new one.
就是罪性要把你除掉，加上神性。
It means our sinful nature will be removed and given a godly nature.
这个人做不到的。
This is not something humanly possible.
你看保罗在罗马书里面讲到他的体验。
And Paul talked about his own personal experience in Romans.
保罗的读这旧约圣经是读的滚瓜烂熟啊。
And Paul is a very well-versed person of the Bible.
他可以在整本这么大的旧约圣经里面找一句义人要因信得称义啊。He
knows the Bible so thoroughly that he is able to find the verse that sinful people will be saved through righteousness.
这个我们找不到的。This
is not something we could find.
所以他旧约圣经很熟。So
he's very familiar with the Old Testament.
但是他讲什么?
But what's he talking about?
我立志行善，但是由不得我。
He said, I determined to do good, but I simply can't do it.
这个叫什么意思呢?
What does that mean?
天天立志,
Every day he makes a determination.
天天悔改,
but each day he repents.
因为我今天立志,明天做不来,
because I make a determination today, but tomorrow I cannot fulfill it.
所以后天我悔改,
so the day after, I repent.
这个是很痛苦的事情,
this is a very painful thing.
如果一个人有良心,
if a person truly has conscience,
当你 做一件违背你良心的事情的时候，你晚上是睡不着觉的。
When you do something that is against your conscience, you can't sleep at night.
那个人就是保罗。
That person is Paul.
他很敬畏神。
He really feared God.
所以他有良心。
So he has a great conscience.
因此他做错事情，他改不过来，他很痛苦。
Therefore, when he did something wrong and he couldn't help himself, he feels awful.
说他说谁能够救我呢？
And he said, who can save me?
他很敬畏神，但是谁能救我呢?
He fears God so much, but who can deliver him?
没有人能够救他。
No one.
律法叫人知罪。
The law makes us aware of our sins.
律法不是不好的。
There's nothing wrong with the law.
如果今天美国没有法律,
if today in the United States there is no law,
啊, 美国很自由, 你开车要左边跟右边随便你开, 请问你敢开吗?
And you're free to do as you please. You can turn left or right whenever you want. Do you dare to drive anymore?
所以律法是好的。
So law is good.
告诉你一定要左右分开。
To tell you that you have to make a distinction of right and wrong.
一定要停。
And you must stop at the stop sign.
神的律法本来也是好的。
The laws of God is also well intentioned.
但是因为人有软弱。
but because of our human weaknesses.
所以律法一定出来以后, 天天犯罪。
So once the laws were presented, we sin each day.
所以本来这个律法的用意是好的,
so the original intention of laws is good.
但是律法并没有办法救人,
but laws cannot save us.
因为人性本身有缺点。
Because there are so many defects in our human nature.
人性已经被罪性所控制了。
Our human nature is bounded by sin.
那现在保罗怎么办呢?
So what is Paul to do?
接下来提到叫做, 感谢神。
Next thing he said, praise God.
我在耶稣基督里面, 我就可以得胜。
That he is able to overcome in Jesus Christ.
只有在耶稣才有希望。
Only in Jesus do you have hope.
那什么叫做在耶稣基督里面你得胜?
What does it mean to overcome through Jesus Christ?
就是当你受洗以后, 罪得赦免。
It means after we are baptized, our sins are removed. Our past sins are completely eradicated.
那你罪性还在,
but our sinful nature remains. What do we do?
神把他的圣灵浇灌在你里面,
God pours down His Holy Spirit upon us.
使你的生命的本质一直在改变,
and it allows to transform our life continually.
这个叫做更新,
this is called renewal.
这个才会带给人洗礼以后有希望。
Only this will bring about hope after baptism.
如果罪洗掉了,
if our sins are removed,
你没有那个能力更新自己,
but we are incapable of renewing ourselves,
你还是犯一大堆罪啊,
we still continue to go on sinning.
小罪一堆到天, 堆起来也变大罪啊,
even if we make small sins, eventually there will pile up into large ones.
那天国是没有罪的地方啊,
but heaven is a place without sin.
你也可能进不去啊,
we probably won't get in.
但是因为有圣灵的更新,
but because of the renewal of Holy Spirit,
每一次祷告,
every time we pray,
神的灵会洗干净我们的罪,
God's Holy Spirit will wash away our sins.
我们现在来看加拉太书,
let's turn to Galatians.
加拉太书的第五章,
Galatians chapter 5.
加拉太书第五章的19节,
Galatians 5 verse 19.
我们先看17节,
Verse 17.
因为情欲跟圣灵相争, 圣灵跟情欲相争, 这两个是彼此相敌, 使你们不能够做所愿意做的。
For the sinful nature desires what is contrary to the spirit, and spirit what is contrary to the sinful nature. They are in conflict with each other, so that you do not do what you want.
这个17节在讲我们里面有两个力量。
17 tells us that there are two powers struggling within us.
英文叫 sinful nature, 罪恶的本性。
Sinful nature.
这个中文翻作情欲。 我们有一个罪恶的本性在我们里面。
We have a sinful innate nature.
还有一个就是圣灵的欲望在我们里面。
And we also have a spiritual nature.
那这个是两个力量。
These are two powers.
所以叫做相争。
And they are in conflict.
这个是相敌的。
They are against each other.
这两个不是朋友。
They are not friends with one another.
因为他的本性不一样, 所以是相争的。
Because their nature is opposite to each other, so they're in conflict.
那现在怎么办呢?
So what do we do?
你再看那个罪恶的本性所带给人生活的表现是什么?
Let's look at what a sinful nature will bring about in daily life.
19节,
Verse 19.
第一个是奸淫,
first is sexual immorality.
再来污秽,
then impurity.
邪荡,
debauchery.
拜偶像,
idolatry.
行邪术,
witchcraft.
仇恨,
hatred.
争竞,
discord.
恼恨,
jealousy.
愤怒,
fits of rage.
结党,
selfish ambition, dissension.
你看, 这个都是圣灵的,
so these are all sinful nature.
最后, 醉酒荒宴,
and finally, envy, drunkenness, orgies, and the like.
所以一个人很喜欢生气, 这个就是被罪恶的本性控制的。
If a person has a big temper, that means he is controlled by sinful nature.
这个还活在情欲里面。
He is still sinful, he's still living in sinful nature.
但是圣经里面说, 这两个力量在相争啊。
But the Bible tells us that these two powers are in constant struggle.
但是神的能力是比较大的。
But of course, God's power is more mighty.
所以到了22节,
so by verse 22,
说圣灵的果子, 就是仁爱、喜乐、和平、忍耐、恩慈、良善、信实、温柔、节制。
The fruit of the Spirit is love, joy, peace, patience, kindness, goodness, faithfulness, gentleness, and self-control.
什么叫圣灵的果子?
What is this fruit of the Spirit?
当我们不断地祷告,
when we continue to pray without ceasing,
被圣灵充满,
we are filled by the Holy Spirit.
被神的能力充满,
we are filled by God's power.
被神性所充满,
we are filled with God's nature.
我们那个罪恶的本性就被压下来,
then our sinful nature will be suppressed.
我们神的本性就在生活表现出来,
and God's divine nature will be shown in our daily life.
这个叫做圣灵的更新,
this is called the renewal of the Holy Spirit.
我们信耶稣以后不断祷告被圣灵充满,
once we believe in Christ, we continue to pray and allow Holy Spirit to fill us.
本来会嫉妒人的就越来越不会嫉妒了。
Before, we are very jealous, but No longer, not anymore.
本来会生气的就越来越不会生气了。
Before we are very a huge temper, but now we have less and less temper.
本来整个头脑都是不干净的，就越来越干净了。
Before we have very filthy thoughts, and now our thoughts are cleaner and cleaner.
这个叫做更新。
This is what's called renewal.
这个叫做变化。
This is transformation.
这个叫做体验。
This is experience.
这个叫做见证。
This is witness.
所以信仰不是一套理论。
So,Faith is not just a mere philosophy.
信仰是一种生命改变的一种经历。
A faith is a journey of transformation.
诸位
，everybody，
我们来到这拜的是又真又活的神。
The God that we worship is living and true.
如果你跟这个神连上关系
，if you are connected to this God，
如果这个神的生命进到你里面
，if you let God's life come into us，
你今天马上就改变。
Today you will change immediately.
不是明天，今天你马上改变。
Not tomorrow, but today.
这个叫做更新。
This is called renewal.
所以洗礼洗掉我们的罪。
Therefore, during baptism, our sins are forgiven.
再加上圣灵把我们的罪性改变成为神性。
And plus, with the Holy Spirit, our sinful nature is converted into God's nature.
就等于进到神的国里面。
And this is equivalent to entering God's kingdom.
今生活着有公义、平安、喜乐。
In our lifetime, there will be righteousness, peace, and joy.
死了，上天国。
After we die, we go to heaven.
所以从水生、从圣灵生是两大关键。
Therefore, being born of the water and the Spirit are two key points.
如果你要进天国
，if we wish to go to heaven,
这两步一定要接受。
These are two steps we must accept.
唱诗
，please sing hymn.
292首
292.